This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Walter is out sick tonight. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Walter is out tonight feeling a little bit under the weather. I guess that's going around. Last week I felt deathly ill. So we have retired NYPD detective and former member of the U.S. Navy, Mike Reichbrandt, on board. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
Great, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. I gave Mike 30 minutes notice to come on because Walter said he wasn't feeling ill. And we just had so much to put out tonight. I said, let me go dig deep. So I contacted Mike, and he was more than happy to come on board. Anyways, we want to say hello to some of our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Be safe, one and all. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women in law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. And for the fourth week in a row, we have no names to read off. However, a number of troopers were struck and killed in vehicle accidents, struck and killed dealing processing crime scenes, dealing traffic stops, so on and so forth. Be safe out there. Those cars will kill you before a bullet. Anyways, our first story tonight is something for the books. You have five illegal aliens in New York City causing a ruckus. Members of the world's greatest police department intervene, tell these people to cease and desist, and they start attacking the cops. These people are illegal aliens who shouldn't be here in the first place, staying somewhere in the city of New York on the taxpayer dime, enjoying the city of New York on the taxpayer dime with no intention of becoming a productive member of humanity. And they have nothing else better to do but act a fool and fight the cops, which it gets worse. These absolute degenerates are fighting members of the service. They assault these brave gentlemen. They get arrested, and they go through the courts, and they get released because New York State does not have bail. You go in, okay, you assaulted a cop, or you did something. You get cut loose. There's no bail, no nothing. That's why our local jails are just totally empty. So we don't know who these people are. These people shouldn't be here in the first place. You, the sucker taxpayer, gave these people a free ride up to New York. You, the sucker taxpayer, are paying for the room, board, lodging, and godly knows what else, and they assault the cops. And they get cut loose. And that's New York State in a nutshell. Mike, what say you? You're still living up there. You retired from the job recently. And take it away.
It's the if you look at the big picture of this thing, it's the Cuban boat lift all over again, right? We're not getting the best and brightest from these other nations. We're getting their insane people, their criminals. You know, they're dumping all their crap and sending them up to the border and sending them on into here. And now we're opening up our arms and throwing money at them. You know, Adams is putting, what, $53 million aside this year, supposedly, to help pay for these people and give them money, you know, $9,000 a month or something like that to live. I'm like, that's three times as much as most of the cops out there are making. and they're getting assaulted and beat up by these idiots out there. And then what happens? They get arrested, they get released right away, and they flee to California. There's no consequence. So why wouldn't they do what they're doing? You know, you invite savagery and you get savage results. And nobody wants to talk about that part of it. But, and this is the reality of this open border crap. And that's just this is the lightweight stuff. You know, I hate to say this, but I'm waiting for that first major terrorist attack we're going to get because of this open border, because those cells have been running across that border for probably years now, the last couple of years now. You know, it's an open border. There's so much fentanyl pouring across it. We're being poisoned everywhere. It's chemical warfare against us. If you can get that much fentanyl and that many people across the border, you can get the weapons you need across the border to stage Mumbai-style attacks or even worse on U.S. soil. You know, the assault on the cops pisses me off, obviously, to no end, because that's an assault on society itself. You're saying that I don't respect any boundary or any law that you have or anything that you have in place to keep things civil. You know, but when you go beyond that and you look at the big picture of it, it gets much more terrifying. You know, thank God those cops are all right. It was really not the worst incident, obviously, we've seen, or, you know, but realistically, it's a sign of much, much more, you know, terrible things to come. And it amazes me. Nobody's actually, you know, stopping and saying, wait a minute, what are we doing here? You know, people are just, they're ridiculous. And the GOP and all their supposed, you know, strong stance on this has been funding this the entire time Biden's been in office, because they keep giving them these continuing resolutions and funding this crap without any kind of resolution on the border. So it's very frustrating. It really pisses me off, because it really should not be happening on any level in any way at all.
And it's also, you know, it's not only the city's fault for putting these people up in the nice hotels and giving them food and giving them money, but also the training. These cops going through the academy should learn defensive tactics better than most MMA fighters. I remember when I went through 1997, defensive tactics was a joke. And I'm sure with George Floyd and, you know, Kumbaya policing and all this other stuff, I can imagine it's gotten worse. Instead of putting a hold on somebody using like armbar takedown, you give him a hug. Mike, what say you about defensive tactics? Because I know you came in through later than me and Walter.
Yeah, I came through in July 2007. I went to the academy. I mean, and they taught, you know, some defensive tactics, like having come out of the military and learning defense, like, you know, hand-to-hand combat there, and then seeing what the department was teaching, and it was like, you know, it was night and day. I was like, this is the most ridiculous, you know. They're trying to teach these overly complicated 15-step maneuver crazy things. I'm like, okay, none of this shit's going to work for anybody, because once that adrenaline dumps, your fine motor movement's gone. You're not, you know what I mean? Like, you got to teach these guys, like, real, no-shit takedown tactics, and they weren't. So in 2007, they definitely weren't teaching any kind of real takedown tactics or anything like that. They weren't teaching much of anything like that. You know, it was very much about the, you know, even then it was about visibility. You know, well, we've got to be, you know, restrained. We've got to be, you know, able to justify what we've done. And I'm like, okay, I get that. I understand that. That's absolutely okay. And that's not a bad thing for a department to have, is that oversight. But they took it to a level that was so extreme. Like, even then, people were afraid to put their hands on people because you didn't want to be the next, you know, media sensation for beating somebody up. And now, forget it. You know, now you even remotely look at somebody wrong and you'll have Alvin Bragg and his cronies indicting you. You know, these guys will get a free pass for beating up cops. But, you know, if those cops had happened to be a little more aggressive in their actions or something like that, we'd be having a different story right now. I'd be talking about them getting put on trial for it. You know, it's backwards. You know, they've made it impossible to police.
Right, and they scratched their head of what's going on. Then Governor Hochul said, well, we should deport these people. Well, how about calling the legislature back in session and, you know, fixing this PDQ?
It'll never happen. Anyways, right? It'll never happen.
Right. And, you know, these people are going to be voting before they get their citizenship. And, you know, just because – yeah, that's all it is. It's just a new voter demographic for the Democrats. But anyways, exactly. One person, one politician who is from the city of New York, the city of our births, Chuck Schumer, who is a senator who lives in the city of New York, he had a press conference about this product called Zyn. I guess it's a nicotine supplement or replacement for people trying to stop smoking. So it is a legal product licensed by the FDA and whatever other governing authorities. He holds a press conference to crack down on this licensed product. And what gets me is that you have this this product that's licensed by the FDA or whoever, and he wants to crack down on it, even though it's not like fentanyl or it's not narcotics. Or anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about Senator Schumer and going after a legal product. Also, racist drugstores in Massachusetts. And Scoop Stanton is on the prowl for a mate. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Scoop Stanton with Mike Rigby coming right up back at you.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net. In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20-plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton and Mike Rickbrandt, retired member of the New York City, New York Police Department, talking about Senator Chuck Schumer, who is a resident of this city of New York and the state of New York, who represents the state of New York in the U.S. Senate. He had a press conference earlier this week about an addiction from these nicotine pouches, a product called Zyn. You know, rule of thumb is never, ever get between Chuck Schumer and a television camera. Mike, have you heard that rule of thumb concerning politicians?
Yes, I figured I've heard that a number of times now. And but with Chuck Schumer, though, it's not surprising, right? This is his M.O. It's every time, every other year or so, it seems like he pops up with some new hard-on for some, you know, pretty much innocuous issue or product that really isn't that big of an issue. But, you know, here we have fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans aged 18 to 46 right now. That is an absolutely sick, sick statistic. And this guy's talking about some freaking nicotine pouch? Really, guy? Like, this is what we're talking about?
Right. But, Mike, you know why I'm bringing up Senator Schumer? Because he's bringing up nicotine pouches. He's mentioned nothing about fentanyl that's coming in by the truckload.
Truckload?
He's mentioned... Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Fentanyl is produced in China. The components of it, it itself is made in China. It's shipped into South and Central America and is brought across our southern border. You know, it's chemical warfare against the American people, plain and simple. But, you know, Mr. Schumer, like most of them there, have a lot of Chinese money flowing into their bank accounts. So they're not going to go out and bite the hand that feeds them. So instead, he'll pick on some company making nicotine pouches. You know, what a sick. Right. Just he's just a complete, utter disgrace. You know, he's everything wrong with government and politics today.
Right. So he went after this nicotine pouch. He's mentioned nothing about the influx of thousands of illegal aliens coming into his hometown. And he's mentioned nothing about the peacekeepers that keep his city safe being assaulted by these people who should not be here. And that's Democrats in a nutshell. We're going to go after a legal product that very few number of people use. We haven't heard if there's any overdoses or even or addictions or anything like that. We don't see people strung out in the street using these nicotine pouches. And people aren't robbing each other, shooting each other, or conducting gang warfare over these nicotine pouches. But Chuck Schumer is the poster child of a useless politician. So I want to bring that up, that he's going after a legal product. Meanwhile, these people, his constituents are pushed out of a public school. They can't go to school because they got to make room for these people who shouldn't be here in the first place. And then people who filed for benefits through the city of New York, including EBT, that's delayed. Meanwhile, they're giving millions of dollars to these people who should not be here in the first place.
But, you got veterans that can't get appointments at VA hospitals because they're making room for the illegals. So I've spoken to dozens of veterans now that had their appointments canceled or they got pushed to like telehealth because, you know, the doctors are being utilized and the facilities are being utilized to treat illegal aliens instead. You know, and this guy's talking about a nicotine pouch. Disgrace.
Disgusting. And, you know, you get more with you get what you deserve when you vote for these people. And unfortunately, in New York and California and Illinois, once you get to the major urban areas for statewide office, it's going to go to Democrats. And I don't know how many times I've seen, especially here in Virginia, a Republican running for governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general. And the whole state's red, but Northern Virginia, where I unfortunately live, and a couple bits of Hampton Roads down by Virginia Beach, they're blue. So guess what? The election goes to the Democrat. Anyways, moving right along, we go from one hot mess to another. Walgreens is being accused of racism. It turns out there's a number of It turns out Walgreens is closing a number of stores in a section of Boston that is heavily black and Latino. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, which represents Massachusetts 7th District, said it was based on racism. So Walgreens decided that they are going to close these stores in these neighborhoods because they're racist. It doesn't matter that the stores are being looted all the time. People are coming in, ripping stuff off the store shelves, walking out, not being arrested, not being reprimanded for their actions. All these narcotics are being stolen. They have to spend thousands of dollars to put high-dollar items like razors, diapers, Tide detergent, put that under lock and key. And also have to pay higher liability insurance for the losses of their product, or workers' comp premiums for the people that's getting assaulted, or people don't even want to work in these stores. It's like these ghetto bodegas. Everything's behind bulletproof glass. Mike, what say you about a racist drugstore? Is it racist because Walgreens wants to be a profitable company?
Yeah, because, you know, that's it. It's all about racism. It can't possibly be about decades of Democrat rule in these same blue cities that are seeing these kinds of looting parties that go on constantly and ruin the ability for businesses to actually even be profitable or even maintain themselves. No, instead it's just racism, and Walgreens should just keep shelling out, you know, millions and millions of dollars a year with no return just to keep funding, you know, criminality in these areas while, these activist prosecutors don't prosecute anything. And, you know, I've had enough of the squad, you know, these imbeciles that sit there and want to virtue signal and preach to everybody else about whatever the hell they think is going on. You know, they're just sickening at this point. It really is just a twisted thing. I mean, how many hundreds of videos have you seen now out there on social media about the stores being looted and these looting mobs and all these things going on? You know, all these stores and these things happening are all happening in blue states, blue cities. You know, you would think people would wake up and realize, like, okay, maybe we shouldn't be voting blue anymore. Maybe the Democrats really aren't our best friends. Maybe they're the ones that have actually kept us suppressed for so long that we've become the people we are now. You know, the black community and the Latino community and minority communities have voted Democrat a very long time. And the longer they've voted Democrat, the more suppressed they've been as communities. So, and it seems like they're starting to wake up now. It seems like they're turning towards Trump now, and they're starting to realize that now. And I hope to God it takes hold, because, you know, that community will soar if it's just given an opportunity. But you got to take the Democrat boot off their neck first.
Right. But what gets me, Mike, is that these people never accept any responsibility for their actions. Walgreens are getting looted. Well, it's not our fault. It's not the people that live in the 7th District. It's not the Soros-backed DAs that are letting them go free and going after the cops. It's not the politicians that are going after the cops, putting the cops in restraints. No, it's none of that. It's just because Walgreens just for some reason all of a sudden don't like black and brown people, so they're closing up the stores. And, you know,
it's the same Democrat boogeyman we see for everything else, you know. It's it's that boogeyman over there, you know, that caricature of whatever the hell nonsense they fear in the dark. You know, it's complete nonsense. You're absolutely right. It's about personal responsibility, and they have none.
Right, and everything these people touch turns to crap. These neighborhoods are dirty and dangerous. The public schools are just – they can't teach kids. You don't have any kids in Baltimore public schools that can read or do math at grade level. These higher education institutions such as Harvard, nobody can write a paper without plagiarizing. I mean, it's simple. It's called footnotes, people. Yeah, take an idea. Give it a footnote. I learned that in elementary school. You know, states like California just turn into crap and people are moving, and they bring their god-awful ideas to red states. And luckily, you know, God bless Florida, because people down there do not put up with it. Unlike here, what's his name? Robert E. Lee, his plantation used to be where Arlington Cemetery is currently located. And he freed all the slaves, but now we got to rip everything Robert E. Lee off the off of everything, even though he is a historical figure. He's one of the best graduates of West Point. But since he decided to join the Confederacy because he felt that the government was too intrusive, it wasn't because about slavery. Do your homework, people. It's not about slavery. It's about individual rights. And that's why, Walter and I consider ourselves proud Southerners because one, we live below the Mason-Dixon line. And two, there's so much Southern history, Southern culture, Southern thought that is much, much better than back in the horrendous Northeast. And that's why y'all keep moving down here. You know, if you move down here, fly the stars and bars. Don't bring your rainbow flag and other crap. Mike, any other thoughts before we go? I know we went off on a tangent on a racist drugstore.
No, you're absolutely right, though. It comes back to personal responsibility. And all those communities have one thing in common, Democrat rule, you know, and that's that it's inevitably the same recipe and the same disaster at the end every single time. So I'm 100% with you on it.
Right. Anyways, coming up next, we delve into some rap music. You got one lady who uses some foul language. She's a spokesperson. And then little Ben Shapiro wants to join hip-hop. Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about that. And Scoop tries to go dating again. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, this Saturday, we learn the U.S. military strikes in Syria and Iraq have hit at least 85 targets, and there are reports of at least 40 people killed. President Biden hinting at this attack for almost a week, and then ordering it 2 hours after the bodies of the three American soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, their caskets draped in the American flag. Nothing, by the way, hit in Iran. Only Iran-backed proxy forces were targeted. Reaction from Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to all of this. He says in a statement, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response. In other news, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg being sharply criticized for allowing four illegal aliens who were under arrest to be let go without bail. The four men arrested after assaulting two New York City policemen in Times Square, brutally kicking them in the head, the video going viral. Two of the men giving news reporters and photographers the finger as they left the jail. The men reportedly hopped a bus to California, and there are some news outlets reporting these four may already be back in Mexico. New York City launching a $50 million program to hand out prepaid credit cards to illegal aliens. Administrators from Democrat Mayor Eric Adams' office will begin handing out the prepaid credit cards to families being housed in New York City hotels. The immediate response card initiative appears to be similar to the state's food stamp program called SNAP, which provides lower-income New Yorkers with a credit card to cover the cost of food. This freebie comes as New York City police say the latest crime wave is illegal aliens who have formed pickpocketing teams who are stealing wallets, purses, and cell phones from unsuspecting patrons at restaurants and bars in Manhattan. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stent with Mike Rickbrandt. Just absolutely killing it tonight. Mike, you remember the movie Dodgeball came out about 10, 15 years ago?
I love that movie. Oh, it was great.
And at the end, Average Joe's took over Global Gym.
Yes, sir.
Right. Anyways, that gym might be Planet Fitness, which I happen to be a member. It's cheap. It's clean most times. Anyways, it's something completely different. A lot of the ladies that work out in Planet Fitness where I live look like me, but their beards are much longer and fuller. So anyways, the Planet Fitness Corporation has decided to hire a spokesmodel, a female rapper who calls herself Megan Thee Stallion. It's like T-H-E-E. Anyways, recently this artist released a new song called Hiss. And it's, I guess it's a diss towards another female foul-mouthed rapper named Nicki Minaj. So, anyways, I listened to the song, and it is just absolutely jaw-dropping. We can't even play a sample of the song for like a second because every other word begins with a letter F, ends with a letter K. It's not fire truck, or it's the N word with an A, and what she likes to do with these N word people. And I was just like, oh my God, this is just, you know, if you're into that, you know, fine, you know, that's all fine and good. I don't listen to it. My kids certainly will not listen to it, especially my daughters. So, anyways, it was shocking that this is the spokesperson for Planet Fitness. And I was like, whatever happened to decency? I mean, Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj and who's that other lady? Cardi B. They can make all the foul-mouthed rap songs that they want and, you know, make as much money as they want. God bless them. You know, that's the freedom of speech. But, you know, what happened to decency where your companies didn't hire controversial people or people with foul mouths or foul ideas? In the 80s, you wouldn't see, like, the Two Live Crew or Andrew Dice Clay get endorsement deals for, like, Budweiser or Ford Motor Company or Tide Detergent. But now you have Planet Fitness and other entities hiring these people to be a spokesmodel. I mean, Nicki Minaj was a judge on, like, America, one of those stupid talent shows. You know, my thing is that with the demographics of my particular gym, Planet Fitness in Northern Virginia, they should have hired Robert Plant as a spokesperson because back in the late 1980s, Robert Plant actually endorsed Coca-Cola. And if you go on our website, you'll see the difference between Megan Thee Stallion and her four-letter word tirade for 3 minutes and 13 seconds versus 60 seconds with the tall, cool one, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Robert Plant. Mike, what say you about Megan Thee Stallion endorsing my fitness center?
It's that same nonsense you see in it throughout, like these corporations everywhere, like that stupid virtue signaling and trying to be relevant or whatever, you know, like how many of these same companies were throwing money at BLM and everything else, you know, like they, anything they can do to be on the right side of this and not get canceled or to be relevant, you know, it's just, it's more of the same nonsense. So instead you embrace these ignorant, you know, toxic people, like, you know, they don't put out anything. Listen, there are rappers out there. Like, I'm not a huge rap fan, but there are rappers out there that were absolutely talented. They were modern poets. Right. You know, you're getting DM.
Right. We're going to talk about that next. But
it's a mess. She's a mess. She should not be endorsed by anything. You know, she should be sent back to school to learn some proper English and actually how to write a song.
Right. Now, Mike, are you a member of Planet Fitness?
I am not. I am not. Although I have been to Planet Fitnesses before, but I am not currently a member.
What's your opinion of Planet Fitness?
I like Planet Fitness. I thought it was good. You know, it was like a gym for like regular people. You know, it was nice. It was good. They had everything you wanted. it was a good gym. It was. It was. They were well run. They were clean.
Right, but so my thing is that you have one leg press machine for free weights, and you got 15, 20 treadmills in bikes. But that's a different. So, but anyways, not since you saw the since Megan Thee Stallion is the spokesperson for Planet Fitness, are you gonna run out and renew your membership?
No, that would definitely not bring me back to Planet Fitness. To Megan Thee Stallion is definitely not anything that's gonna bring me to anything. If anything, I might run away screaming from it. You know, I can, it only takes much, you know what I mean? It'd be like, oh,
now, what if, Robert Plant, was the, spokesperson for, Planet Fitness?
I might consider it then, man. Robert Plant, those guys were, these guys wrote rock operas, you know, they wrote these amazing, beautiful, intricate songs, you know, they really did. They were truly, truly amazing, you know? So that might get me. That might get me.
Right.
You know,
because
seeing that means thinking about putting some real thought behind what they're doing, and that might actually bring me in.
Right. Because I could tell you as a teenager, when I saw that commercial, I was drinking Coca-Cola by the caseload. That's why I was a 15-year-old diabetic and my teeth falling out of my head.
Pretty much. Those guys are legends. Living legends, those guys. They were larger than life. They were living legends. They were these brilliant, brilliant people. They spoke eloquently. They did crazy stuff. We all know the stories of the rock bands back then. But, I mean, when they spoke, though, and they spoke passionately and they spoke articulately, and it was, you know, it drew you in. Instead, we've got, right. You know, these idiots making songs like WAP, you know, and I'm supposed to be impressed by this? Like, no. Right. Not even remotely. Not even remotely.
Right. Any idiot can put a beat in it and just talk filth. I mean, we could do that here on Sunfire Radio, but we like being on FCC licensed airways. Anyway, yeah. Moving right along, we go from one hot mess in hip hop to another. I'm not obviously with the bumpers. I'm not a big fan of hip hop. You know, I do like. I'll be honest. Yep. I do like Cypress Hill. I like some of House of Pain. Not just jump around. They actually have some other songs. And also Tom McDonald, this guy from Canada. He's an independent hip hop artist, and he's like, he's like one of us, and he's
phenomenal,
right? And his rap, I mean, his dictation in hip hop is just out of this world, and he just absolutely destroys the woke mob with one song after another, and him and his girlfriend and his family do it all by himself. But recently, his newest song, he had collaborated with one. Ben Shapiro, and I was like, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I mean, of all people, I mean, if you want to do hip hop with some Jews, you could have picked the Beastie Boys, which I also enjoy. And I can't wait for the idealists. Well, you didn't like Ben Shapiro on a hip hop record because he's a Jew. It's like, no, I love the Beastie Boys, and they're all Jews. But that's not the point. My thing is that Shapiro is everything that I hate about conservative, so-called conservative media, conservative incorporated, and conservatives. McDonald hates the music industry because of, their foolishness that they do. But the thing about Shapiro is, first of all, he's a nerd. You know, he's no Adam Calhoun, who also collaborates with McDonald. And Shapiro is just all about the money. You know, it's easy to say, you just need it because he's Jewish. No, he's all about the money. You want to hear his message? Pay him. You want to watch some important programming on his website? Pay him. Everything that's going on in this world, it's, you want to watch Daily Wire or hear him, you need to pay him. I've yet to hear Shapiro donate any money to anything. I've yet to see him take a stand on anything real. He only goes so far on that right wing not to get canceled. And, another thing about Shapiro is that he does love a particular nation. He is a patriot, but not the one he was born in, not the one he was raised in, and not the one he makes his money in. But we'll leave that for later. But guy like McDonald, he's originally from Canada, and he has put out more pro-American material than just about anybody else, especially in hip-hop, because, hip-hop was supposed to be, talking over some beats or whatever, the dance club or whatever. Now it's just absolute garbage. But anyways, I will admit that the song Facts is very catchy tune, as everything this guy puts out. In fact, I reached out to him to come on to book him on the show. But when Shapiro comes in, oh my God, just a hot mess. And he talks about, you know, investments and money and stuff like that. I was like, come on, Ben, really? You know, he to me, Ben Shapiro is like the Woody Allen of conservatives. Anyways, oh, crap, of course. We will come back. We'll get Mike's thoughts on hip hop legend Ben Shapiro. Also, Scoop is trying something in the dating world. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. It is Scoop Staten, but with Mike Rakebrandt. Walter is out sick. Godspeed, Walter. And Mike, real quick, how can people reach out and contact you, follow you, things like that? Give out your social media accounts if you dare.
All right, I'm Facebook. It's an easy one. It's Mike Rakebrandt, RakeBrandt. On Twitter, it's at Mike for New York 2, and you'll find me there. I'm on social media, primarily Facebook, Twitter, quite a bit. Some of the other ones I'm on as well. Mike for New York 2 on Instagram. Truth is also Mike for New York 2. So I'm out there. You can always get touch Twitter, me there.
It's Mike
at Mike
New York
for New York 2. Yep.
At Mike. For New York 2.
I think it's number 4 and then New York 2. Yep.
It's too hard, Mike. Just put damn Mike. Anyways.
I'll change it. Anyways, I got to change it up. Yeah. They've been throttling me recently, though. Although now under Elon, I actually got notified I was being throttled. So I was like, okay, at least they told me this time. So right, I guess I hit somebody's nerves.
You're doing your job, Mike. Any thoughts on hip hop legend Ben Shapiro?
I saw the video and I couldn't help it. I was crying laughing, man. I was like, what the hell with this guy? Ben Shapiro. I like a lot of what he says. He's a very bright guy. He's very, very motivated. But I agree with you 100%. He's everything wrong with Republican and conservative politics today. You know, it's always about the money. They want to have all these big gala events and all this spending, but they don't put anything behind actual candidates. They don't put anything behind these actual, you know, campaigns to get things done. You know, it's all talk and fluff and patting each other on the back and spending lots of money and asking you for more and more and more, you know, and none of the actual return on it. So I'm with you 100% on that. You know, I love Ben, right. But, you know, he's got to step up to the plate a bit.
Right. And anyways, I don't even get me started. But if you go on the website, you see Mark Dice just absolutely eviscerates him. But anyways, finally we come to my favorite subject, me. as y'all know, I'm happily divorced after a long, painful marriage. So I bear that cross. So anyways, I went on, I read that actress Sharon Stone is also looking for love. And she went on some of the same crazy apps I went on, including Tinder and Bumble. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, those apps are just off the chain. You go on, like, I want no Trump people, no Republicans, no conservatives, no right-to-life people, no patriots, no this, no that. You know, and then they wonder why they can't find like a gentleman or a real man. Yeah. Or you meet it, you see a profile, and the person, you know, the person's a spam or a bot. Or something, just absolutely, especially here in Washington, D.C., it just, I don't know. And this is coming from a guy who goes to these events where the guy-girl ratio is in my favor by a lot. The women are just absolutely gorgeous, including our own Danella Rodriguez. And I strike out. Anyways, I saw that Sharon Stone did go on these apps trying to find love. Trying to find a mate, and her dates have been horrendous. She had a date with a drug addict. She had a date with somebody on parole. She had a date with other just nothing but losers. So me being me, I looked up Ms. Stone, and she does have an Instagram account as well as our lovely Danella Rodriguez, which, breaking news, she has not posted anything tonight. As always, once an hour, I during this wonderful show, I look at her Instagram account for obvious reason. So back to Sharon Stone. I reached out to Ms. Stone. She does have an Instagram account. And I sent her a direct message. I said, "Hello, Ms. Stone. I'm a fan of your work. I live in Washington, D.C. and have a normal job. I read your plate on dating apps. I'm in the same boat. If you're ever in D.C., look me up." So so instead of like getting like a single mom with two kids who's like a that does insurance or here like a government employee processing doing paperwork, whatever, I go after an award winning legendary actress who was in a Martin Scorsese film. And if you go on our website, 75radio.org, she still looks amazing at 65 years old. But, you know, I'm wondering why she hasn't looked me up. If I have an Instagram account, and, you know, tonight I posted a picture of me wearing Call of Duty pajama pants and Tasmanian Devil slippers. Mike, what say you about – go ahead.
I saw the outfit. I love the outfit. I think you should wear that on a regular basis. It was epic. Listen, it was – I think should most – certainly reach out to you, and you guys should definitely have a date, but I just want to see it made a reality TV show because I think it would be absolutely epic.
Why the actress and the part-time radio talk show host?
Yeah, I think it would be amazing. Listen, you both have a lot to say. You're both very, very intelligent people. You're both very accomplished, and I think it would be interesting to watch the interplay between the two of you, especially when it comes down to like the political side of things, and her being in so deeply enmeshed in Hollywood, I'm sure she's more on the liberal side of the fence. So I think it could make for some interesting fireworks. You know, it should be it'd be a good time.
Right, but I'd have to see if she's would A, be willing to pick up the tab, or B, willing to go to like Chuck E. Cheese or some of my other local hangouts where I got a coupon.
Or listen, after some of the best dates she supposedly had, I think it'd be a step up for her.
Right. It would be really funny if, say, it goes to a step further. She actually dig me this and another thing. And I bring her to my spacious and tastefully decorated abode. I call it Fred Sanford's house. If they ever reboot Sanford's Son, my current residence would be the set for Sanford's Son. And like I was telling Charlie LaDuff back in a couple months back, I got the crib. I got Aunt Jemima here 12 hours a day taking care of the crib. I got the alpaca, who's the wife of my landlord, and I got the redneck, who is my landlord, all living under one roof. Except the nurse is only here 12 hours a day, but 7 days a week. So you think...
quite the ensemble you got there.
Say again?
So quite the ensemble you got there. It must make for some interesting stories.
Right. Imagine telling Sharon Stone, like, all right, Sharon, when we come in, you might see an old black lady, she's half asleep. That's my, she's the nurse, my crippled roommate who's bedridden. He's on the other side of the house. You might see a small Bolivian lady. That's my landlord's wife. And if you see some big redneck, that's my landlord. So we got to come in. You can make a quick left, walk about seven paces, make a right, walk two more paces, make a left, and then that's my bedroom. And my bed is currently about 6 inches off the floor because I bought a bed frame. I bought a box spring, but I never bought a bed frame. I never bought a bed frame, so it's like I got crawl on the floor to go to bed.
Listen, at least that way is not. It won't be so loud when you show Miss Stone what makes you so great. You know, you won't wake up your room.
Right, and I got a bed sheet as a curtain. This place a mess, but anyways.
Classic bachelor's bed. Classic bachelor's bed.
But I mean, how many women would say, "Okay, it's like." You got a roommate that's crippled, who's got a nurse there 12 hours a day, and your landlord and his wife also lives like sleeps right next to you. Yeah, come on in, baby. Let's have a good time. We'll watch some. we'll listen to some 7.5 radio on YouTube because I got a Amazon Fire Stick. But anyways, hopefully I have some better stories about my dating life. But Mike, you think my outfit might be part of the problem why I'm not meeting the lovely ladies?
Listen, if they don't appreciate that outfit, then they don't deserve you, brother. All right? I think that outfit's epic.
Right. But I guess nobody deserves me because nobody's beating down my raggedy front door. But anyways, Mike, we got a couple minutes before we jet out. You have anything you want to add or promote or anything?
Absolutely. If I could, I have my campaign attorney from my last campaign, Sharon Stevens. She's a brilliant, brilliant girl. Absolutely amazing. She was a Queens prosecutor. She left because of the vax mandate. She's religious reasons. Very, very hardcore conservative, very strong, intelligent, very, very smart girl. And she's actually running in the same campaign now in the New York Second District for Congress against Andrew Garbarino, the Rhino. She's actually challenging him in the Republican primary here. So, you know, if you guys can go out and just take a look at her website, it's Stevens for Congress, STEPHENS for Congress. She's in New York District 2. She's amazing. She's got some videos up there of her speaking, and it'll blow you away. She's by far one of the best candidates I've seen ever in any race. It's awesome.
All right. Check that out. Anyways, for Mike Rinkbrink and Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop standing reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Do not comply.
James Edwards for 7.5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.